The White House Report.
It's not a surprise that former Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton is at odds with what President Trump says that the U.S. is regaining footing globally. She says just the opposite, and she backs it up as to why. I spoke with the former Secretary of State and former Democratic presidential candidate exclusively recently.
Secretary Clinton, you were the woman of peace in the Obama administration. And right now, we have several issues going at one time. All options are on the table, according to the president, when it comes to North Korea. And for the last 20 years that I've covered the White House, I've known that there was a black hole in intelligence when it comes to Iran and North Korea. Now there's a possibility of something, some type of action against North Korea. The president keeps talking about this. What are your thoughts?
Well, April, you've been on the White House beat now for 20 years, and I really have to tell you that you understand as much as anybody how dangerous the situation we find ourselves in. You cannot substitute tweeting for diplomacy, and what we saw on the president's trip to Asia should concern every American. The president failed all of us, including everyone who voted for him, because he talks a big game on Twitter, but he just turns to mush at the first sign of a welcome dinner or being treated, royally, which he relishes. The Chinese are laughing at us. Kim Jong-un loves going head-to-head with the president. It's kind of, childish behavior versus childish behavior. Our foreign adversaries are playing chess while our president barely plays checkers. He changes his position as the wind blows. So we have one North Korean policy today, but who knows? If Kim Jong-un sent Trump, a set of golf clubs for Christmas, he'd change his position again. Now, this would be funny if it wasn't so serious. And what we should be doing is a full court press on diplomatic engagement, but that requires actually listening to people who know something about North Korea. And unfortunately, what is happening at the State Department is stripping our government of a lot of expertise. So I don't know who Trump listens to when it comes to North Korea, but I know that he should be committed to having the kind of diplomatic engagement that I started with Iran and that John Kerry carried on during the Obama administration, literally day after day, week after week, trying to pound out agreements to put a lid on their nuclear program, which is what we did with the Iran agreement. We need to be doing that with North Korea, because make no mistake, they pose a threat to us. If they continue to develop their nuclear weapons and they're able to mount a nuclear weapon on an intercontinental ballistic missile, that can reach Hawaii, that may be able to reach the west coast of America. And this man who runs that regime is unpredictable. He loves the attention he's getting from Trump. So I worry a lot about the failure to have a coherent policy and the reckless way that Trump is proceeding in dealing with really serious national security threats like North Korea.
In October, President Trump decided not to recertify the Iran deal. His disavowal also came with a threat to leave the Iran deal that the Obama administration put together if it was not amended to permanently block Tehran from building nuclear weapons or intercontinental missiles. And also, when it comes to North Korea, President Trump has put all options on the table as it relates to their nuclear capabilities and their missile launches. April Ryan, AURN News.
The White House Report is a service of American Urban Radio Networks.